Welcome everyone to the podcast Soccer is Life. My name is Karim.
Axel speaking here. Welcome everybody. Let's chop it up. Match day 30. Only 8 games left.
Yeah.
It's tied at the top. It's tied at the top in the title race. It's tied at the top in the top 4 race. It's all going crazy right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been years, man, since we had a complicated race like that in the Premier League.
Yeah, it hasn't. I don't remember in recent times.
I really
time.
Don't care. I just want Liverpool to win it.
yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, so, just 1 point between Liverpool and City. And we had this conversation before, like, 2 groups at the top. When I said that Tottenham was in the first group, but, you know, we'll slightly and slowly go back into the second group.
Hey, man, it looks like Tottenham might not even finish top 4.
You know what? At this pace.
How they're playing. Yeah, I mean, you lose against Southampton. Yeah. Come on, man.
So right now, what the table looks like, what? Tottenham has 60 points. Tottenham has 61 points.
Yeah.
Chelsea has 57 points with 1 game in hand. So if they win that game,
they're going to have 60 points. So as Arsenal also has 60 points.
They'll get to 60, like Arsenal, like you said.
Yep.
Tottenham 1 point ahead of them. United 58. So that's going to be, that's 3 points difference between the sixth
and the third.
Yep. And there's only, there will be 8/7 games left at that point, which will be, you know, high stress for a lot of people, that's for sure. I mean, I wish I was a neutral in a situation like this, but you know what? Being a part of this chaos,
yeah,
like that's something as well. You know, the big emotions that it takes out of you. So that's tremendous. I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. You know, it's the last hurrah.
Yeah. I mean, let's start with the first Tottenham game. It was really surprising for them to lose 2-1 because a lot of their big players came back. Mm-hmm. Dele Alli was back.
Maybe that's the reason, though.
Dyer was back. Eriksen was here still. So I don't know what happens. Kane is back. He has been back for a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the heck? You know, it's really unexplainable.
But this is
2-1 to Southampton.
The thing, there's a theory. I mean, it's crazy. It sounds crazy because you know Kane is their best player.
Oh, they play better without Kane.
Kane is their best player, so it just sounds crazy to like say that because he's their
and he scores every time
he's their
he
best
plays
player
as well, you
and
know?
He scores every single time as well.
Yeah,
but recently when Tottenham was winning and maybe should not have won
they
all
were
of those
having
games,
an amazing.
That's when they had the great run
without
yeah,
him. Yes,
exactly. Heung-min Son was performing every game, scoring crucial goals every game.
Now he's on the bench this game. He
now he's on
start.
The bench, you know,
yeah.
Which doesn't make sense for me because, you know, because
Dele Alli is back. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, to me, like, he should be like after Harry Kane, he should be like their player of the season, you know? I mean, even if you include Kane, I mean, of course, he scores lots of goals, but Heung-min Son, the way
he steps up,
he solidified himself in that team, I think that was tremendous. So, you know, he comes back. They lost against Burnley recently. They lost against Southampton. You know, James Ward-Prowse with another fantastic free kick. So for him, it's 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks, 2 free kicks against against United and against Spurs. Actually, the interesting thing is that the same 2 people who scored against Manchester United are the same 2 people who scored against Tottenham. Valerie, the guy who struck the crazy rocket,
yeah,
and James Ward-Prowse with a similar free kick. So this guy is incredible at free kicks. For some people, you could say that a free kick it might as well be a penalty.
Yeah,
you know, these people are like the Pirlos. These people are the what's that Brazilian guy's name? Juninho.
Chaka.
Juninho.
Just kidding, huh?
Shut up.
Juninho. Yeah. I think Juninho is perhaps one of the best, if not the best of all
Juninho,
time.
Yeah,
man.
We can put levels, man. Yeah, we can put Beckham in there, maybe.
Yeah, no, Beckham is in there definitely, 100%.
We can put, you know what?
I think
Pjanic.
Pjanic. Like, I would put there even Cristiano and Messi, even though it's been a long time they didn't score a free kick.
No, you know what? You know what?
Huh?
Ronaldo is trash at free kicks.
Well, yeah, you can.
No. It's been like over 5 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, he.
But it's been also like a couple years also that Messi has not
Messi scores
some free kicks, yeah.
If I have a free kick right now,
yeah,
and I have to choose between those two, I'll give it to Messi.
Okay.
Because Messi knows how to...
But when was the last time he scored one, you know?
Messi... I'm sure he scored one this year.
I'm going to check.
Messi, it's very easy for him to... He has a technique to get it up and get it down in time for it to go down.
Yeah.
Ronaldo, he doesn't have that anymore. Ronaldo never had it. Ronaldo, what Ronaldo had was like the knuckle ball technique.
Yeah.
You know, and was always like, you know, long range kind of.
Yeah.
He never had like a fantastic... I mean, this is something that was sold to us, but to me, it was like a myth.
What?
He just stands behind the free kick like that with that pose, you know, like how we invented that pose.
Yeah.
With his two legs that are a bit further apart.
Yeah.
But Ronaldo had free kicks. He is trash.
I don't know, man.
He's trash. Actually, we can talk about that another day.
I think he has been getting so many penalties that right now at practice he only practices shooting penalties and not free kicks.
I mean,
you know.
Anyway,
that's the joke. But you know, I don't know. 2-1 for Tottenham. For Southampton, I'm sorry, against Tottenham. Are they going to finish top four for you? Yes or no?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I mean, as a United fan, I was hoping that, you know, they could do something crazy in the title race and just, you know, end up with that. But obviously, that's wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I knew it was never going to happen.
It's funny because I have a friend who's a Man U fan as well. That's why he said, oh, Tottenham's going to win the Premier League.
Oh no! I mean, I never even.
He said that a couple of weeks ago, but I think it was when Liverpool were ahead of some points against City.
Yeah.
But I think it's the same wishful thinking that all Man U fans have, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know what if he actually said that. I don't know what he's smoking.
No, it was a wishful thinking, just like you know what you would have. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, Tottenham, you know, they're still in the Champions League. So that's you know a couple games that are gonna be here and there in the middle of the week. So that's gonna tire you more and more and more. Obviously, Arsenal, Chelsea still in the Europa League. Chelsea looks like you know they got it on lock and they can rest a couple of players. Maybe they're the second leg. But Arsenal, they gotta
they have to win by two goals. Yeah,
they gotta win by two goals. They gotta make sure they don't concede, which is hard with their defense.
Even though defensively, I think they were not bad against Man U.
They were, yeah. Socrates had a brilliant game.
Yeah.
And he is the same person who had a red card, so he's not going to play in that away game for Rennes. Tottenham, are they going to finish in top four? I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. What I said last week was that I would finish third and that Tottenham would finish fourth. I don't know if we're just overreacting because they lost this weekend, but at this with this pace, they might even fuck around and finish fifth. We know that they have their stadium opening. That's gonna be I think late April,
the last
something
two
like
games,
that.
Yeah, something.
So the last two games, you know, yeah. is that gonna be a distraction? I mean, would you? That's another conversation. Like as the team. Like manager, CEO, president, whatever.
Yeah.
Would you want to play the last two games in a different stadium? What would you want to do that? That's kind of...
It's a good point. And I think it would depend on... I don't know. I mean, it's going to be their new home as well. You know, this it might give them like a little boost.
Yeah, but to me, I mean, there's no connection with that stadium. There's nothing with that stadium. So for me, like, you know, depending on how the title race is going and how the top four race is going... I don't know what's the point of like playing the last two games in that stadium. I mean, that's, you know, it might just like, I don't know. It might be horrible. It might be, you know, if it's just two games,
it might go
I would just wait until the next year.
Yeah.
Understand that about the new stadium, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You can still like do some other cool inauguration, like, I don't know, pay Barca or Madrid and like have them come and play a game there or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, two games left. I don't know why I would do that with such a tight...
I don't know. I would... So, personally, man, I would put Tottenham out of the top four. I'm going for it, man. They're going to be out of the top four. And hold me accountable because we're going to talk about it in other episodes.
Of course, always, bro.
All right, man. Man City, they won 3-1. Hat-trick. Sterling had a hat-trick. I don't... He doesn't often have hat-tricks,
mm-hmm.
surprisingly. First goal, obviously, 100% offside.
Yo,
I guess the first referee had to go talk to the fourth referee, or you know, the linesman referee, and tell him. I think he just, you know, told him about. He took his bank account number, routing number, gave him the transaction, you know, told him about the transaction, and they just counted the goal because the linesman had it offside 100%,
yeah.
And it was offside 100%. I don't know what the other referee saw or whatever happened, but he decided to count the goal, and I think it made all the difference because the goal was in the 46th minute.
Yeah, it was quite late in the game. When the score was
0-0, because at halftime, 0-0, Watford,
mm-hmm.
you gain more...
momentum.
You gain more momentum. You gain a lot of confidence when you finish 0-0 against Man City,
mm-hmm.
so you can either take it to them, but when you have a goal that you can see a goal within the first minute, that's it, man. It was easy then for them to have two other goals for Man City. So I don't know what to say, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I will be, because I saw the replay, I will be fuming if I was Watford. I mean, this is not even a case of the, because, you know, one thing is missing the actual offside, you know, and that it just goes unnoticed, and that, you know, we don't have VAR, blah, 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 in the Premier League, so it just goes away, even though everybody knows that there was an offside.
Yeah.
Another thing is the linesman, like, whistling, flagging his little thing away,
and you decide that it's not because
to say that it's offside. And
why?
You
say because this,
yeah,
like how smart are you, bro?
Like, so I'd like to, I mean, read the match report that this guy did, because I don't see how that was taken back. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's something that we don't know. And the other thing with VAR is that, like right now, we are as it unfolds. You know, in the Champions League, in the FA Cup, and next year in the Premier League, full time.
Hmm.
Like, we're going to start learning a couple of soccer rules, I think. Because there are some things that exist, some rules that exist in, like, the back of a book, whatever, that obviously... Yeah.
We're probably going to see more penalties, like, going with PSG.
I mean, that's a penalty, you know what I mean?
Ah.
You're jumping like that in the air, you're blocking... Did you see his
interview? Yo, let's talk about the Man City game, man. Come on, let's talk about the Man City game.
Oh, my God, bro. That team is dead.
So one interesting thing, you know, just with maybe one formation change, Mahrez played this game. He started, and then in midfield he had, you know, the usual Gundogan, Bernardo Silva, David Silva as well, and Zinchenko, man, he's gaining more and more big games under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Guardiola, are they gonna really go for a left back, as he mentioned before, given that Mendy is always injured, or maybe Zinchenko is gonna fill up this gap, given that you can always you can have like Damien Delph as a backup, or Danilo as a backup as well.
Yeah, I mean, Delph has been injured quite a few times as well this season, I think.
Yeah.
But yo, Zinchenko, to me, I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't be. To me, he deserves to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been there for a couple of years already.
And there's Laporte as well. Let's not forget, because
that he can do that. Yeah.
Every time he plays against, last time when he played against Liverpool,
mm-hmm.
he said, you know, he put Laporte. I think he put Laporte a couple of times. And one of his arguments is he was like, yeah, I don't want Zinchenko to play against Salah. So
yeah,
I didn't want to put Zinchenko in front of Salah. So yeah.
I mean, to be honest, look, the guy is 22. He is young. He is. He's been there for 3 years already. He's from Ukraine. To me, he's shown that he should be given the chance. I mean, I think that if you have to go in a market,
yeah.
And to me, it depends which kind of player are you gonna get. Are you gonna get like a Benjamin Mendy type player who's gonna cost you 50+ million, or are you gonna get another? You know what I mean? Like, what's the plan here?
Yeah.
Because you know, if you have Mendy, who hopefully will be back next year, and we'll be able to have a normal. You know, a normal season. Because you know, he's been injured this year, last year as well, injured for the whole season. And then yeah, you have people who can, you know, play second fiddle, you know, in Fabian Delph, and other people like that. I don't know why you would need to go in the market
to get
another left back. You know,
yeah.
So
I know that Pep is really particular about the players that he really needs and wants in his team, and mm-hmm. especially fullbacks.
Yeah.
Let's not forget. He got rid of how many fullbacks after the first season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zabaleta,
Kolarov,
Sanya,
Clichy.
Yeah.
He threw so many fullbacks to the trash after his first season, and got brand new ones: Kyle Walker, Danilo, Mendy. How many?
Yeah, I mean, fullback. Well, you can say that it's the position that's changed the most in the last 10 years, 10, 20 years for sure. Because, like, you know, they just used to be part of the team, but now fullbacks are.
It used to be the easiest position to play in. You know, well, it used to be an insult if you're a left back, man. You know,
it would be. Yeah, I don't know why it had that title, because physically you had to be someone to play that position.
All you have to do is just go back and forth and run, and I think
it's, which players can do.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. But I that's the position that has changed the most in the past decades. And you know,
or right at now least it's very... in the system of Pep Guardiola and how he likes to tuck them into the field actually and not go as wide as a lot of fullbacks do. So
So tremendous position for him. I get that. And you know, I mean, you also have to see how Manchester City's campaign in the Champions League go. Because you know, maybe that campaign will influence his decision as well. You know, depending on if they can qualify for the next. I mean, I think they're going to qualify against Schalke, but the semifinal. You know, are they going to qualify for the? Are they going to go through for that? So that's another thing as well that we can just put to the side there. But yeah, I think that's one of the things that will influence the decision. But for me, Zinchenko should be given the opportunity for sure.
All right, man. Cool. Liverpool. They also had a win this weekend, 4-2 against Burnley. Two goals from Firmino, two goals from Mane.
Yo, I went to the gym. It was like 3-1, and then I checked the score at the end. I'm 3-2. Like 4-2. I'm the heck happened? Okay. Like two goals and the left off like the 85th minute or something like that.
I mean, at the end, Burnley had a surprising goal. And then a minute or two later, Liverpool answered right away because they were all pushing forward, the Burnley players. To get the equalizer, and they just, you know, Mane dribbled past the goalkeeper and had a goal in. So you know,
two goals, Mane, two goals for Firmino. That's what's up.
Yeah, it was really good for both of them, especially for Firmino, because he needed those goals.
Yeah, and he hasn't been himself this season.
And then Mane now, I think he's in the race for best scorer. At least he has. Let's double check that, but he's definitely in the race now after scoring those two goals. Mm-hmm. One surprising player that came into the squad, Lallana. remember he actually was one of the best players of the team, to be honest. Or at least that's how people perceive him, and that's all the feedback that he has been getting after this game. I personally would not put him in the starting 11. I think he hustles a lot. He's really smart with his movement. But I would not. To be honest, man, I wouldn't start Fabinho and I wouldn't start Lallana in my ideal 11. Actually, maybe Fabinho, but I wouldn't start Lallana and not Wijnaldum in my ideal 11 for Liverpool. Actually, no. If Chamberlain is back, I would not start Fabinho as well. So that given said, man, it's surprising to have Lallana start this game. Jurgen Klopp said that he trained really well the last couple of weeks, and he had really good training this week, so he wanted to start him. Will he start against Bayern? I don't know, man. I hope not.
He was just
You know what I mean? I hope not. Yeah. But another surprising thing happened is Alexander-Arnold came out. And there's doubts that he might not be able to make it against Bayern Munich.
Is it an injury thing? Because to me, he's a really important player.
Yeah, he not like a muscle injury, but he complained
about something
in his muscles. Yeah.
He has a couple of days.
They took him out. We'll see.
Van Dijk will be back though. So
Van Dijk is gonna be back because he wasn't here the last game. Yeah, that's definitely true. And I think it makes a lot of difference when you have them in the back. You play with you're more comfortable taking risk up front. Matip has been really good, Alisson as well. And then, just Salah needs a. Actually, Salah doesn't even need a goal, man.
Is that the record now? Four games without scoring for Liverpool?
Four games in a row without scoring.
You think he's going to bag a goal versus
against
Bayern?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean,
at the Allianz Arena.
I think he might. I mean, what I would love to happen, of course, is just for him to lift the team and win and win by him scoring one or two goals. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
He's gonna choke and they're gonna go out.
He really has not been himself this year. And yeah, I mean, the important thing is if the team wins, if the team go, if he's able, I mean, listen, he had an amazing assist against Burnley. Let's not forget that he had an amazing assist against Burnley, and no other player would have done whatever he did, and the 1-2 that he had with Wijnaldum. So you know, he still can shine from time to time. If he does the same thing against Bayern and have another amazing assist as well, I think that will be enough.
All
right. He doesn't need to score, so yeah. All right, man. Chelsea almost lost against Wolves. Actually, Wolves, they had an amazing goal, man.
Last minute game. Last minute goal.
Last minute, you know, they had a corner kick. Azar took the ball, and he had an amazing shot and goal from outside the box. 1-1. I don't know what's happening. I mean, I mean between Arsenal, Chelsea, and Tottenham. I think they're all, the three of them are so shaky that I don't even know where each one of them is gonna end up at the end of the season. I'm not, because they might lose some crazy unexpected games. They might win some games that you expect them to lose. I don't know, man. You never know what you're gonna get out of the squad, and that's really frustrating. So yeah, I mean, they were lucky, I guess, huh? 1-1.
They were lucky, man. Wolves are a great side. I mean, I think they have that seventh position on lock. You know, obviously, they would have liked to win, of course. They were, you know, a couple of seconds away from winning, which would have taken them further from Watford, just so that, you know, they solidified that position. Wait, is there might be in Europe if they stay seventh, right?
Yeah,
because top four is Champions League.
Yep.
And then 5, 6, 7. Yeah, they might be in the Europa League. So yeah, you know, they can look at that as well.
They're playing for that, actually.
Yeah, and the finances change, you know, whether you're in Europe or not. So that's a Mickey Mouse competition for some of the clubs, of course. You know, unless you're Chelsea and Arsenal, because you've been there for a couple of seasons now already. But yeah, Wolves are—they're a great side. I mean, you know, I wish they won. We're gonna play them next in the FA Cup, so
it's actually between Wolves and Watford, because they have
one point difference.
And that's actually why. West Ham might pull it up because they have 4 points difference, you know, 5 points difference.
Yeah, between them and I think Wolves will take it though, because they've been in that position for the last couple of months now. I mean, as long as I can remember, they've been seventh.
Yeah,
and yeah, they've been doing a lot of not dirty, but they've been having a lot of very good results.
Solid
against
the
top six. You know, they've beaten a couple of those teams. They drew against a couple of them. So, yeah. Last game?
Yeah, nah, man. Last game? Yeah, I guess it's last game. It's all yours, bro.
Yeah, Arsenal United, man, 2-0. United.
Yeah, Chaka, Aubameyang penalty. 2-0 for Arsenal. The game was at Emirates. So let's give you guys a small insight. Well, not a small insight, but before the game, Solskjaer, he was really, really confident, saying that, you know, we know how to play against Arsenal. You just take it to them, blah, 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 as if like, oh, it was, you know, I think all Man U fans thought they had it in their pocket. I mean, for them, it was, you know, a great 3 points that they're going to get. We were all gonna go tune and watch Arsenal Fan TV after the game. It was,
oh,
you
yeah,
know,
I mean,
we
definitely didn't watch that.
Yeah, of course,
listen,
because why would you watch it?
It's very simple. People, United fans have come. I mean, I had confidence, of course, for a number of reasons. I mean, I had confidence against Arsenal even when Mourinho was here. That's the thing about Arsenal.
Yeah.
Whenever we play Arsenal, like, there's something mental that's going on, that's been going on for a number of years already, because they don't, I don't know, in the past 10 games, look at how much they've won, maybe like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
You know, like, we always beat Arsenal, just like Chelsea, like, as
just like Drogba always scores 2 goals when he plays against Arsenal.
Or Chelsea and United, like, yeah, when we play, like, you know, there's a mental thing that goes there, that United always loses against Chelsea,
yeah,
especially at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And number two, of course, you know, how we've been playing recently since Solskjaer. I mean, just think about the fact that our last Premier League defeat was on December 18th.
Yeah.
And right now we're what, March 11th?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So to be even in this position, I think it's unbelievable. The loss was disappointing, and I think we were completely poor. We didn't offer anything, really. We had a couple chances, and we missed all of them.
Lukaku was unlucky.
He was unlucky. I didn't really see Pogba in the game. Matic, you know, I mean, that's always a conversation that you got to have when you're missing big players for, you know, a month or something like that, you know. So when they're back and they're fresh again to start, you know, are you going to play them instantly? Or, you know, because they don't have match rhythm really, you're going to, you know, keep them on the bench, maybe, you know, put them at the 60th, 70th minute, you know, that's another question. But I felt like Matic was not sharp at all. He grew up in the game, you know, the more it advanced.
What do you think about Fred and Dalot?
I'm really happy with Fred. I was happy with Fred against PSG as well. I think it was his first, I don't want to say his first good game, because I think that at the beginning of the season he had one or two that were good.
At least the first one under Solskjaer.
Yeah, exactly. First one under Solskjaer. So I'm happy with him. I hope that he can grow. I hope that these good performances can grow into him. I hope that he'll be. I mean, now we really need, because, you know, there are 8 games left. We don't need stupid injuries, and we need depth. So, like, if a Matic is injured or a Ander Herrera is injured, who's a tremendous player for us, you know, you need a guy like Fred to be ready there. You need a guy like Pereira to be ready there. You know, some of our injuries are coming back. Martial came back this weekend. He was subbed in. Lingard was not available for selection. That's the only reason we lost, by the way, because, you know, when Lingard plays against Arsenal, you already know what happens, you know, the whole dance floor thing. I mean, you know, shout out to Arsenal. This was a 6-pointer, as we discussed last week. So what I felt was that, you know, whoever won that game was going to get it. But, you know, obviously it would go a long way. If we had won that game, we would be, you know, we'll be in the same position as Tottenham.
Yeah.
So that would have solidified us, cement us to get that for a third position.
Yeah.
So I'm still confident. I still think that we're going to get top four. I don't know who's going to be the other one. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's just, it's his first loss in the Premier League as a manager. So you got to see, like, how he reacts to that now. And of course, you know, it's going to happen someday. If I have a choice, I prefer that it happens now than, like, you know, the last few games when we were in need of a result. So, you know, let's see how the boys react to that. That's all I'm
going
to say.
What about the penalty kick, man?
What do you mean?
Is it a penalty or not?
No, it was a soft penalty, of course.
So, like, how much percentage would you give it as a penalty and how much not a penalty?
I would say, this is the thing, I would say 60-40.
So 60 not a penalty, 40 a penalty?
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, okay. I can see why it would be given. I mean,
yeah,
there's contact, but, you know, contact doesn't necessarily mean there's penalty. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, it's a penalty, they won the game. I mean, there's nothing to say, really, you know. I don't think they offered much either. I think they started the game very brilliantly, though. They were on the front foot, and we didn't know what to do in the first 10, 20, 25 minutes. Really, really dominant. You know, on that left side, Xhaka had a good game as well. Ramsey had a good game. Sokratis was brilliant, I think, in defense. He's their best defender.
Maitland-Niles was nightmares to Luke Shaw.
Yeah. And to Martial when he got subbed on. I think he had a tremendous game. He was one of their best performers, I feel. Ozil was a ghost to me. Casper, like I said, was giving trouble to some of our defenders, you know, like the way he was shifting his body.
I feel like he should have finished at least one.
He should have finished one chance, yeah.
One chance of the couple that he had.
Yeah, so Arsenal goes fourth right now. And 8 games left to play for. They don't have a top 6 side anymore, which is interesting. And in theory, easier for them. You know, they got a couple of other teams, though. I mean, what are they playing? Everton, they're playing Wolves.
Yeah.
Which are not, you know, they're not top six sides.
But not like losing for sure.
Exactly.
When Arsenal plays against City or plays against Chelsea.
And some of those other some of those other teams are fighting for a place in Europe as well. So
yeah,
it's going to be a tremendous end of the season for sure. Like, that's what I would say. Next weekend, you know, we're going to see how that goes. United and Wolves and City have the FA Cup, so we're not going to talk about them. But yeah, that's all there is for now.
All right,
Champions League tomorrow. I'm going to watch Juventus versus Atletico Madrid for sure.
So Cristiano Ronaldo is, he said to everyone, prepare for a remontada.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, to me, it's going to be a tremendous game. It's going to be in Italy. Atletico goes there with two goals, you know, in the pocket. So let's see. I think that Juve will go out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
I think that Juve will go out, and I think that, you know, obviously they'll win the championship because, you know, they've been doing that for the past 7 years. And I think that Allegri was, you know, is going to go away at the end of the season. I think they're going to want to change things.
Yeah, but that's what we said. Yo, hold on. That's what we said.
And I thought Zidane will go to Juventus.
Before today's announcement of Zidane going to Real Madrid.
Yeah, shock. Shock to me. Shock to me because, I mean, apparently you heard the rumor last week.
Yeah,
I didn't hear a drop. I didn't hear anything at all.
There was rumors.
Like, man. I just saw this morning that, you know, oh, breaking news.
But the thing is, I didn't even mention the rumors to you because they were out of this world. And, you know, here you go. Happened. All right, guys. Thank you again for tuning in, as always. Don't forget, you know, if you guys want to make prediction with us, just leave it on the comments, man. We always want to know who you guys think is gonna finish top four, who's gonna go to the second round in Champions League, so on and so forth. So
Champions League. Yeah, we might include the Champions League games in the Premier League episode because
if Salah scores a hat trick, we have to do a special episode for that.
Sure. I mean, you know, Manchester City will not play in the weekend. United either.
Yeah.
So, you know, we might have more room to just cover some of these games if we don't have time during the week.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys.
Peace out.
Peace.